Today on Real Radio.
You got to admit, Jesus said the most radical things that have ever been said, period. I mean, absolutely period. Crazy things, if they're not true.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series on the parables of Jesus. Now, toward the tail end of the famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus expressed a word picture with language that's both simple and frightening at the same time. We're talking about the two gates and two ways. One is wide open, the other extremely narrow, with very few who pass through it, as we'll see. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
I'm all for decisions for Christ. We do this here, but I've never begged people to do it based on this very thing. You know, if you want to accept Jesus Christ, you know, raise your hand or stand up or come forward or whatever I'm feeling led by God to say or whatever I'm thinking. It's like, whatever, you stand up. It doesn't matter. But if you choose Christ, if you decide on Christ, don't ever put stock in the fact that you went forward. Dude, I got saved. What happened? I went forward. That's not how you get saved. Well, I raised my hand. You don't get saved by raising your hand. There's something that's supposed to happen before all that stuff happens later. It's supposed to be an absolute change of heart and mind, and we'll see this in a moment. But this is critically important. I got to tell you, this is a very, very necessary parable that we need to look at today in our culture. Point number one, it's this. The parable of the two gates and the two ways, verse 13 is this. Number one is make sure you're on the right path. I mean, this kind of sounds redundant, but let's not race across this and make a mistake tonight. God help us if we get through with this message and you have not been brought to that place of decision. You need to be brought to the place of decision. And even us who are Christians tonight need to be reminded of the decision that we've made. And we need to ask the question, would we make it again? Think of that. Have you ever heard married couples after they, you know, they've been married for a while? Would you marry me again? I mean, what are you asking that question for? Don't ask that question. Because even if you say yes, I mean, the risk factor is huge on that one. Because even if you mean it, it could come across with a different tone. You could burp halfway through it. It's like, oh, yes, of course I, what is that? You hesitated. Listen, tonight, isn't it true for all of us as Christians that we would choose Jesus again? Again and again and again. Now, we don't need to do that. Regarding salvation. But do we not get up every morning and choose Jesus again in obedience? So make sure you're on the right path. Verse 13, this way. Number one, keep your eyes on heaven. Oh, church, listen. Keep your eyes on heaven, not on the earth and not on the things of the earth. Keep your eyes on heaven. Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate. Mark it. Mark that down. This is absolutely an awesome mandate, a command of Jesus. Jesus says, listen, enter by the narrow gate. It's a command. Christians, listen, because there's, as we mentioned on Sunday, we need to say it again. There's a Jesus being painted out there by a religious community. Their Jesus doesn't say this kind of stuff. This Jesus of the Bible says, enter by the narrow gate. Narrow gate, enter. First of all, enter. He's telling us, enter. See, we want him to get us through the gates. And look, he will do that if we keep our eyes fixed on him. He does it. Watch this. Listen, are you listening? Yes. He does all the work, but then he turns to us and says, because I've done it all, you walk now in my footsteps, so to speak, right? You walk, I'm going ahead of you, but you walk in my steps. If we wander outside of his steps, you're in uncharted waters. You understand that? You're going to get hurt. If I had an umbrella, and you know, we had a big rainstorm today, right? It rained 1/100,000th of an inch, I think, in Chino Hills today. Good thing winter's over. But if you would have had an umbrella, you would not have gotten wet. If you would have moved out from the covering of the umbrella, what's going to happen? You're going to get, not, you won't get wet here, you'll get damp. You'll get damp here. But right? You move out from his covering. Jesus says, enter by the narrow gate. The cool thing is, we'll see in our following studies that he is the way, he is the gate, he is the door, he is the entire journey. Stay focused on heaven. We just saw a ridiculous, embarrassing debacle by a so-called Christian organization who decided that the voice of a community was louder and more authoritative than the revealed word of God. They made a decision and they took their eyes off of heaven. And you say, well, that's terrible for that organization. Wait a minute. Husbands and fathers do this in families. Wives and moms do this in homes. If we get our eyes off of Jesus, Jesus says, listen, to the Christian, he says, I'm summing up the Sermon on the Mount, the greatest sermon ever delivered. Everybody loves the Sermon on the Mount. Even non-believers love the Sermon on the Mount. Seriously, Hallmark loves the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's in the Sermon on the Mount. A city that is set on a hill. That's on the Sermon on the Mount. Be salt and light, Sermon on the Mount. The Golden Rule. You ever heard of that? Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says, I'll sum it up. Everything I just got done talking about in three chapters, here it is. Enter in by the narrow gate. And so, listen, the Holy Spirit says to me, Jack, enter in by the narrow gate. Think about that for you. There are only two paths according to Jesus. Oh, this is so politically incorrect. Jesus says there's only two roads, only two. As we shall see in a second, there's the way of the righteous and the way of the unrighteous. Psalm 1, grab that in your Bibles or mark it down in your margins. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Blessed or happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the unbeliever or the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, notice, he walks with the ungodly, then he stands with the sinners, and then he sits with the scornful. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Wow! That's awesome. I mean, if you have a business, that'd be awesome on the wall in your business statement. Wouldn't that be cool? Wow. But look at verse 4 of Psalm 1. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So there's two paths. Jesus says there's two paths. And the Holy Spirit, speaking through King David, says there's two paths. You know, it's been said that all roads lead to heaven. Have you heard that? All roads lead to God. Have you ever heard that statement? I know as Christians, we go, that is so wrong. But you know what? Technically, it's true. Read the fine print, though. All roads do lead to God. See? I knew it. No, wait. All roads lead to God. But only one road lets you stay in heaven with him. All roads lead there. But only some get to stay. Why? It's the road they took to get there. And the question is, are you on that road? God asked me tonight, today, yesterday, are you on that road? And you know, when that's impressed upon my heart, I just go right back. This has been my prayer to God. Lord, I am on that road. I don't even like when you ask me like that. It scares me to death, Lord. And then I hear this in my heart. Finish on this course. Don't get off the course. Stay the course. Stay on this path. And the scripture comes to my mind even now as I speak. The book of Ezekiel talks about God says, I will, if a man has lived an unrighteous life all of his life, but turns his heart toward me and I declare righteous, that man will enter into his righteousness. But if a man who has lived all of his life righteous and at the end turns and becomes unrighteous, that man shall be judged in his unrighteousness. What's the translation? Finish well. It doesn't matter how any of us start. It's how we finish. There's only two paths. See, the world wants us to see, oh, that's so narrow-minded. Of course it is. Hello? Of course it's narrow. God says there's only two. See, the world wants three. The world wants light or dark or gray. The world loves gray. God has no gray. Jesus, listen, he even raises the whole issue. Jesus says, you're either for me or you're against me. How do you hide from that statement? Imagine if this roof blew open tonight and a voice came from heaven and said, you're either for me or against me. What would you do? For you. Wow. John 14:6, very familiar, beautiful verse. Jesus said, I am the way. Listen, the way, definite article, the way. There's only one way. I'm going to get emails. Whenever you speak like this, whenever you speak publicly, singular, one way, I get mail. You've got mail. Jesus says, I am the way. And the word, the definite article is meaning there's no other way. No other way. Oh, who said that? Jesus. Oh, okay. See, if he just says it and then dies on a cross and is put into a tomb and we could go get on an airplane and there's a little window in the tomb with a little plexiglass and you sell tickets and you can walk by and look and see his bones, then who cares what he says? I mean, think about it. You got to admit, Jesus said the most radical things that have ever been said, period. I mean, absolutely period. Crazy things if they're not true. People would be lining up to look through the plexiglass window to see his bones. But I've been in that tomb, many of you have, and there's no bones. It's empty. In fact, the tomb that was being hewn out for some strange reason after that weekend in Jerusalem was never worked on again in Joseph of Arimathea's family. Empty tomb. Empty. And because Jesus is risen from the dead, he doesn't ask you to like what he says or vote on it. Let's take a poll. No, Jesus says, I'm the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And he says, no one can come to the Father except through me. Amen. Wow. What do you think about that verse? Well, it's very intolerant. I mean, if anybody could die for anybody, then it's kind of narrow. But only God can die for our sins because he was the one sinned against. Think of it. If you sin against me, I would say, oh, I forgive you. But I'm not going to die for your sins. Why would I die for your sins? They're your sins. Think of it. Pastor, I'm so sorry. Jack, I'm so sorry. I hurt people. Oh, whatever. Okay. Forgiven. It's okay. Well, will you die for my sins? Let me think. No. Can't do that. Wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Wouldn't. Even if I could do it and would do it, ain't gonna help you 1 minute unless God dies for your sins. And the amazing thing, God died for your sins and mine, the very things that we did against him. He's the one that pays the price. There's nothing fair about Christianity. Nothing. Thank God it's not fair. Fair is God judging me for my life. That's fair. God says, no, I'm not fair. I'm loving, merciful, and forgiving. Wow. So this word enter, mark it down if you care to. It's not brain surgery here. The word enter in the original language of the Greek scripture say it means to come into or to walk in through a door or a gate or an opening. That's easy. But the word narrow, this is an interesting word, stenos. It's where we get the word stenosis if you were in medicine. It's pretty cool. Enter in by the narrow. The narrow is the slip or the slit. It's through a very tight pass or is to squeeze past or through a restriction, to pass through an opening or to go around ever so slightly an obstacle. The whole meaning of the word means to just squeeze through. Think of it now. Jesus is saying, God in flesh is saying, this is what you need to do. You need to be on the right path, which is, there's one path, and that path is so tight that, listen, Christian, young Christian, old Christian, all of us alike, Jesus is saying, the Christian walk daily is like squeezing through a gauntlet every day. And when I read that and studied that, I praised the Lord. Because is that not our lives? Is not the world on one side so broad, so big, so loud, so many options? On both sides, these things are. And the Lord says, walk with me, Jack, walk with me. One foot in front of the other. Do you remember last summer when that guy, Nick Walinda, walked across the Grand Canyon? Remember that guy? Can you imagine? Can you imagine if he said, hey, you know what? I want to go out here a little bit. No, man, that guy, he stayed right on that wire going across that thing, quoting scripture the whole way. Remember that? Think of that. That's a good picture to keep in your mind. Jesus is saying, it's going to be really tight. You're going to squeeze, and you're going to feel not only that you're squeezed, you're going to feel like you're getting crushed at times. From both ends. Crushed. Christian, listen, this is intended tonight to encourage you. I mean it. If you've given your heart to Christ, and you're walking with him, and it's hard. I want to name names here tonight. I see people in here that God is working, and they're coming through. And you know what? They're going through thick and thin, man. They're getting squeezed like paste through a tube. But they're keeping their eyes on Jesus. They've gone through stuff, and they're going through stuff. Some of them have come out of radical lifestyles, and they're just hanging on to Jesus. And I love it. You know what? So am I. So are you who have heard his voice and are following him. There's a crushing, there's a squeezing. It feels like we're not going to make it at times. And Jesus says, just keep your eyes on heaven. Don't look down. The squeezing is proof that you're on the right path. The Bible is God's map for us. Okay, I'm going to ask you to get out your pen and write down some verses. These are very, very important. It's very, very important. We need this right now. Here we go. Regarding this narrowness, what is it? What is required of me to walk the narrow? Number one, repentance. Enter by coming on the way of repentance. That's the first thing that God lays down for us, to change your mind. The word repent means change your mind. Acts 17:30. Truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to what? Repent. Change your mind. Number two, this is what Jesus requires of us. Enter in by coming on the way of brokenness, a broken heart. See, what do you mean broken heart? In Psalm 34:18, the Bible says, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. What do you mean by broken heart? It doesn't mean that, you know, your love left you. That's not a broken heart. That's not the broken heart God's talking about. He's talking about exactly what Jesus said. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for example.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study called The Parable of the Two Gates and Two Ways. It's a look at an analogy expressed by Jesus himself toward the end of his famous Sermon on the Mount. The Parable of the Two Gates and Two Ways is part of Pastor Jack's series of lessons called The Parables of Jesus, which will continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, Pastor Jack, I know you've always got your finger on the pulse of things to read and things to watch and whatnot. Is there anything special you'd like to throw out to our listeners today, just for grins?
Yeah, you know what? Recently, we've been talking about the church and all and various topics. I want to encourage all of you to just take advantage of a resource that is out there. It's a lot of fun. I share it with a lot of young people, but it's just a blast, everyone. Take the time to write this down. If not, you can visit our website and get the details more if you miss it. But I'd like you to go start checking out on a regular basis a website called gotquestions.org.
I'm putting it in my notes right now.
Absolutely. Gotquestions.org. It is a wonderful, quick reference, safe. It is, when I say safe, I mean it is conservative, biblical, Christ-honoring, God-exalting, high view of Scripture website where you can read on any topic. You can type, you can put in homosexuality, baptism, church, evolution, environment, death, heaven, hell, angels, demons. You can put it in there and you're going to be given about a 3 to 4 minute Bible study on that topic. It's a whole lot of fun. It's great to use as a conversational piece with believers and non-believers alike. Gotquestions.org. I highly recommend it. Go there and make it your own.
Gotquestions.org. Hey, let me turn you on to a couple of videos that you can find on Pastor Jack's Real Life with Jack Hibbs YouTube channel. These videos were filmed live during one of his recent tours to Israel. Now, one of them is called The Authority and Reliability of the Bible. It's a message that he spoke from the caves located near the Dead Sea. Now, you may be wondering why Pastor Jack did a message from there. Well, it was inside these caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found. A significant discovery when it comes to trusting God's Word, the Bible. Pastor Jack also taped one of his Facebook Happening Now broadcasts from Israel. His special guest is our friend Amir Safati, who many of you know is from Israel, but did you know that he's a major in the Israeli Defense Force? This is the first time that Pastor Jack did his Happening Now broadcast outside the U.S. He's speaking from the prophetic Valley of Armageddon, and according to the Book of Revelation, it's the location where armies will gather for a final battle during the end times. So head on over to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. And don't forget to click on the notifications icon for all of Pastor Jack's latest videos. Hey, here's something that's pretty cool. If you're a regular listener, or maybe you're brand new to Real Radio, wouldn't it be great if you could just kind of sit down and chit-chat with Pastor Jack? Well, you kind of can, because Pastor Jack has just started a brand new podcast. This is awesome. It's like one-on-one with Pastor Jack, all sorts of different subjects. Just search for the keyword Jack Hibbs, J-A-C-K-H-I-B-B-S, in your favorite podcast app and look for the new Real Life Talk with Jack Hibbs. It's sort of like one-on-one with Pastor Jack, and you can take it with you wherever you go. Check it out. If you need more info, just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. As a matter of fact, to get there quicker, you can go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org/talk, and you'll see it right there. Go get that brand new podcast, Real Life Talk with Jack Hibbs. You're going to like it. And if you need to get a hold of us for any reason, you can call us at 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. And don't forget, we have other ways to connect with us, such as Facebook, Instagram, and the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app. Or you can visit our website at reallifewithjackhibbs.org and click right there on our contact tab. It's real easy, and we'd be happy to get back to you. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.